This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. As we mentioned a moment ago, 3 weeks before Election Day, the Boston mayoral candidates debate one-on-one for the first time tonight. It's the first of three televised debates between State Representative Marty Walsh and City Councilor John Connolly before the election in November. For more on tonight's debate, we turn now to Paul Watanabe, Professor of Political Science at UMass Boston. Good morning, Paul, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Paul, let me ask you to talk about expectations for these candidates tonight in this debate. And let's start alphabetically with John Connolly.
Well, a poll that was taken fairly recently, and it asked voters what's the single word they would use to describe each of the candidates. And the one that clearly dominated for Connolly was education. For Walsh, it was unions. And for Connolly and Walsh, both of them, they need to define themselves beyond those particular issues. It's kind of an interesting task. They got to hold on to education in Connolly's case because that's something he's focused upon. But if he's simply perceived as a candidate that focuses on one simple issue, I think he's going to have a problem. So I think what he's going to have to do, his challenge, is to broaden the way in which he's perceived by the electorate.
And what about Walsh? What's the challenge for him tonight?
He has to be perceived as a candidate, for example, in contrast to Connolly, for example, as someone who can actually have an agenda in the area of education, in the area of trying to address poverty and other issues within the city. And I think so far, in the short time since the preliminary election, that really has been Walsh's goal, to be able to define himself in some of the areas where Connolly himself is focused upon.
You seem to be saying that policy might matter more in tonight's debate than having the viewers get comfortable with these two candidates as people.
Well, in the debates that have taken place, in the forums that have taken place in the preliminaries, you know, they had several of them, but there were up to 12 candidates in them. Each of the candidates, these candidates, got an opportunity maybe to have 5 minutes to talk. On the one-on-one, I think there's going to be a greater opportunity to probe and see whether the issues, similarities that we assume that exist there are really there, where there's going to be an opportunity to make some differentiation between them.
Do you think either one of these candidates will move to distance themselves or embrace the current mayor, Tom Menino?
I think they're going to be respectful, but I think that they're going to argue that they're going to be, just not a redo of the Menino administration, but provide some real contrast. In particular, of course, Connolly, from the very beginning, was somebody, even when Menino was mayor and wasn't clear he was going to run again, was willing to take on Tom Menino.
And let me ask you about the recent endorsements. Walsh has certainly picked up quite a number of endorsements recently from the candidates who were running for mayor in the preliminary election, most notably, I guess, the endorsement of the former state representative Charlotte Golar Ritchie, who was the third place finisher in the preliminary election. Do these endorsements matter in this race?
Yes, I think they do. And I think one of the interesting aspects of the debate tonight is what Connolly's response is going to be to those endorsements, as you pointed out, from Golar Ritchie, from Barrows, and Arroyo in particular. Connolly sought them just as hard as Marty Walsh sought them. Marty Walsh really pulled off the trifecta in winning all three of them. It'd be interesting to see how Connolly responds. On the other hand, there's been some good news for Connolly in the interim as well. In most of the polls that have been taken since the preliminary, he shows a lead over Walsh, and that's going to be something that Walsh is going to focus on or need to be able to counter.
You know, not a huge turnout in the preliminary election between all the candidates a few weeks ago. So is there great interest in this race, do you think, in the city of Boston among the potential voters? And will this debate matter tonight?
Traditionally, In Boston elections, there hasn't been a huge bump from the preliminary elections to the final elections in terms of the total turnout. But I do suspect with 12 candidates in the prelim, there's going to be a significant reshuffling of the deck, that there are a lot of voters there who are looking for another choice than the one that they marked in the preliminary election. And that's, of course, where Walsh and Connolly are focusing on.
Paul Watanabe, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Bob.